Dear learners, today we will discuss about value addition of mushrooms. But first of all, we will discuss that why there is need of value addition. So mushrooms have huge health and nutritional benefits and can solve many problems of undernutrition and malnutrition. Despite this fact, mushroom cultivation and its utilization is not catching up fast because mushrooms are highly perishable. Thus, it is important to process mushrooms into value-added products which will not only cater to the protein and micronutrient requirement of masses but at the same time will solve the problem of short shelf life and post-harvest losses of mushrooms. Therefore, we will discuss some technologies to process mushrooms into value-added products with extended shelf life. So in this session, we will discuss how to preserve mushrooms using different methods like drying, canning, steep preservation, etc. We will also discuss preparation of various conventional value-added products like mushroom pickle, biscuits, soup powder, nugget, papads, etc. and also discuss various non-conventional value-added products. So let's start with the preservation of mushrooms. Drying and canning are the two most popular methods of preservation. So first we will discuss about drying of mushroom. It is one of the most important methods to decrease the water content in the products. The dried products can be further utilized for preparing number of value-added products. Button mushroom cannot be easily sun-dried. However, mushrooms like oyster, shiitake, woodier mushroom can be easily sun-dried. Besides sun-drying, mushroom can be dried in cabinet dryers at the drying temperatures of 55 to 60 degrees Celsius. The dried mushrooms have lower moisture content with longer shelf life and better quality. So there are different ways of drying like sun-drying, cabinet drying, etc. Mushrooms have about 90% of water and hence after drying, these become very light. Mushrooms should be dried in dust-free area and in containers where these don't get dispersed with the wind. Additional advantage of sun drying is the increase in vitamin D content in the mushrooms. Mushroom having open gills should be firstly dried with gills side upward, preferably in shade and then dried in the sun. We can also powder the dried mushroom and use it to make various products. Up to 10% powder can be added to flour that may be used to make biscuits, breads, cake or any other bakery products. Now the second technique is canning of mushroom. Canning is a technique by which mushrooms can be stored for longer periods up to a year and this helps in international trade also. Mushrooms can be canned, whole fruiting bodies or sliced as per the demand. The canning process involves cleaning, blanching, filling into can with brine solution, sterilization by heat, then cooling, labeling and finally packaging. The third preservation step is by steeping. This method is simple, economical and the mushroom can be preserved for shorter period by steeping them into solutions of salts or acids. The various solutions used for steeping are 2% sodium chloride, 2% citric acid, 2% sodium bicarbonate and 0.15% KMS for 8 to 10 days at 21 to 28 degrees Celsius temperature. Now the next part, value-added products from mushroom. We can also prepare various value-added products such as mushroom pickle, jam, sauce, candy, preserve, chips, etc. from fresh mushrooms, whereas from the dried mushroom powder, various value-added products like instant soup mix, bakery products, papads, nuggets, etc. can be prepared. These value-added products are of various types, conventional products, novel value-added products and mushroom recipes. So we'll discuss them one by one. First of all, the conventional products. The first product is mushroom pickle. Pickling of mushroom is an easy home-scale process for preservation of mushrooms to a value-added product of high market acceptability. So the process is like, for preparing mushroom pickle, 1 gram mushroom are washed in 0.03 to 0.05% KMS solution and then blanched for 5 minutes at 85 degrees Celsius. The blanched mushrooms are washed in cold water from 2 to 3 minutes and then excess of water is drained off. Mushrooms are cut into halves, then the mushrooms are subjected to salt curing process in which 20 gram sodium chloride per kilogram of mushroom is added and kept overnight. The excess water then oozes out of mushroom is removed on the next day. Mushrooms are allowed to dry for 2 to 3 hours and spice, salt and preservative are mixed to the desired taste and quality of the mushroom pickle. We add heated mustard oil from the top to the mixture and then blend with both hands. Leave overnight for imbibing of spices and flavor development. Then we fill it in the plastic glass jar or again top fill with the mustard oil. We close the cap and seal the jar and store pickle at shaded ambient place. The spices required are turmeric powder, mustard seed powder, red chili powder, cumin seeds, kalonji, carom seeds, fennel seed powder and mustard oil. We can also use acetic acid and sodium benzoate with the permitted limits as preservative. This pickle can be stored up to 1 year in the airtight containers. Now the next is sweet and sour or mixed mushroom pickle. So in this pickle we can add mushrooms, onion, ginger, garlic, mustard oil, salt as per the taste. Then red chilies, garam masala, jaggery, vinegar or acetic acid and mustard seeds. The third is mushroom preserve or murabba. For preparing mushroom preserve, fresh button mushrooms are grated, washed and blanched in 0.05% KMS solution for 10 minutes. The blanched mushrooms are then dipped in 50 degree Brix sugar solution and refrigerated overnight. Mushrooms are strained out of sugar solution and to the solution we add 0.1% citric acid and sufficient sugar and heat to attain strength of 60 degree Brix. Mushrooms are then dipped into it and kept overnight. This process is repeated to raise the concentration of syrup to 70 degree Brix. Then the mushroom preserve is filled in the airtight containers and stored. The next thing is mushroom candy. The process for making candy is practically the same as that employed for mushroom preserve, with only one difference that the produce is impregnated with a higher concentration of sugar and is also partially dried under shade to attain the chewable consistency. Mushroom candy can be stored up to 8 months with excellent acceptability. Now the next, mushroom chips. For preparing mushroom chips, freshly harvested button mushrooms, they are required. They are then washed, sliced and blanched in the brine solution. The mushrooms are dipped overnight in the solution of 0.1% citric acid plus 1.5% NaCl plus 0.3% of red chili powder. After draining off the solution, the mushrooms are subjected to drying in the cabinet dryer at 60 degrees Celsius for 8 hours and then it is fried in the refined oil and good quality chips are prepared. The next is mushroom biscuit. Both button and oyster mushroom can be used to prepare delicious and nutritious mushroom biscuit using the ingredients refined wheat flour or maida and mushroom powder in the ratio 80 to 20 or 90 to 10 and sugar, ghee, baking powder, ammonium bicarbonate, salt, milk powder and vanilla essence. These ingredients are then added to dough kneader with other dry ingredients for dry mixing. Thereafter, water is added to make dough cohesive and homogeneous. Then dough is kept for 10 minutes covered with a wet cloth. Dough is then cut into different shapes of biscuit using different steel discs. Then raw cut biscuits are then baked in hot oven at 180 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes and after cooling, biscuits are ready for packaging. Next is mushroom soup powder. For preparing mushroom soup powder, dried oyster or button mushrooms are finely grounded. This mushroom powder is then mixed with milk powder, corn flour, salt, sugar, black pepper and oregano. This soup mix has to be mixed with 6 times quantity of water for the preparation of good quality mushroom soup with characteristic aroma and taste. Now the next is mushroom nuggets. For preparation of mushroom nuggets, mushroom powder is mixed with black gram udad dal powder in the ratio 1:8 and the paste is prepared by adding required quantity of water. Then we add salt and red chili to make the paste and round balls of 2 to 4 cm diameter. The prepared balls are spreaded over steel tray and then sun-dried. These mushroom nuggets can be straight away deep-fried and used as snack or can be used in vegetable curry preparation. Now the next and last is mushroom papad. Papad are very delicious product in Indian culinary. Papad can be supplemented for protein with mushroom either in the form of paste or dried powder. Now we'll start with the second value added product, that is novel value added products of mushrooms. First is mushroom fortified corn extrudates. Fortification in extrudate to a level of 20% paste and 10% of mushroom powder can be used. Second is mushroom fortified cakes. These can be made by fortification to a level of 10 to 20% of dried mushroom powder in the wheat flour. Third is mushroom-based vegetarian sausages. They can be prepared from fresh mushrooms by adding 5% saturated fat and binding agents such as xanthan gum, etc. Fourth is mushroom fortified ready to cook instant noodle. They have high nutritive value and can be prepared by fortifying noodle dough with 4% of mushroom powder, especially the Pleurotus oysteris. Now the third part of value addition is mushroom recipes. Many time people do not purchase mushroom as they don't know what to do with it, that is how to cook it. Mushrooms can be used in salad, used for making soups, snacks or vegetables. So we will discuss some of the recipes. Mushrooms add salad. We have to clean the button mushrooms thoroughly and cut them into flat thin pieces. These can be directly used as salad or we can also saute them. We can also prepare mushroom tomato soup. The ingredients are tomato, onion, garlic, corn flour, cream, butter, salt, pepper and the fresh mushrooms. We have to boil tomato, onion and garlic in water for 10 minutes. Grind the above material and sieve it. Melt the butter in pan and saute chopped mushrooms for 10 minutes until they become golden brown. Add sieved material to it and then add corn flour and boil the mixture for a few minutes till it thickens. Now the mushroom can be served hot with the cream. Next is mushroom pakoda. It is good to blanch the mushroom before using them for making pakodas. Boil the mushroom in hot water containing some salt for 5 minutes. Remove excess of water by sieving. Allow these to dry and then cut and mix with other ingredients. The other ingredients are gram flour, onion, ginger, garam masala, anardana powder, cooking oil and salt and green chilies as per the taste. We can make various type of pakoras out of these mushrooms. Now the last part, mushroom as in vegetable. Preparing mushroom vegetable is similar to making other vegetable. One major difference is that on overcooking other vegetables, they become soft and light, but mushrooms tend to become harder. Mushrooms can be made without addition of any vegetable as well as it is very delicious also. Now after discussion on value added products from mushrooms, the other very important aspect is quality assurance, shelf life and packaging. For successful marketing, it is important that our product should have good quality with proper details of its nutrition, date of packaging, etc. It is also important that our packaging should be attractive and suitable for the product being marketed. So now we'll discuss all these three. First of all, the quality assurance. The quality of the processed product is very important for marketing it. The concept of total quality management, that is TQM, should be applied if we are going to the commercial production. It means right first time, every time. That is, our every product should be of same quality in every batch, right from the first packet to the last packet. We cannot provide different quality and our product should be taste same every time. For example, we must have tasted many soft drinks or chocolates. They taste same irrespective of when or from where we purchase. This is also because in the companies, they follow the concept of TQM. Likewise, we have to follow for mushrooms. Now the next is shelf life. Processed product have a longer shelf life. The shelf life of all the product, however, will not be same. We must have seen that whenever we purchase any processed product, there is a clear mention of date of manufacture and the date of which it can be used. There can be other instructions like store in cool and dry place or use within how many days of opening, etc. Now the last part, packaging and market opportunities. Proper packaging is important to ensure that all packets have same shelf life. If we use poor quality bags or can, then it can lead to the loss of quality and some of the packets. Proper labeling with all the nutritional information and other mandatory details is mandatory. A good label is also important to attract the attention of the consumers. However, it is important to use the same label to establish the brand in the market. The label may also have instructions regarding how to use the product. So dear learners, now let's revise the important points we have discussed in today's session. Mushrooms have short shelf life as they have 90% of water. Some of the mushrooms can be sun-dried whereas all can be pickled and canned. We can make various products like soup powder, papads, nuggets, chips, preserve, candy etc. using different mushrooms. We can also make various bakery products like biscuits, cakes, etc. and also novel products like pasta, noodle, etc. by supplementing with fresh or dried mushroom powder. Some people do not purchase mushroom because either they don't know how to cook or believe that these are poisonous. Some also think that they are non-vegetarian food products. We have learned earlier that mushrooms are fungi and all vegetarians can eat a lot of fungi. We can make indigenous recipes by replacing any other vegetable with mushrooms. So learners, I hope after listening to this lecture, you shall be able to understand the preservation, the preparation of mushroom recipes, and the production of value-added products. Thank you all.